This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Try not to let those creaking sounds get in there. Maybe I need to replace this too. Aero Precision, the Bill Proof Project Volume 1 is done. The gun is epic. The parts were superb. I got to get those guys on just to say thank you. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Check them out. All right, I'm going to tell you why they want you disarmed. If you want to take notes, feel free. As everybody knows, if you know, at least on my part of the world, Kentucky just became the 16th state to amend their laws to get rid of the onerous restrictions on healthy, law-abiding adults bearing arms, conforming their concealed weapons statutes to the Constitution, irritating the left who prefer that we citizens remain helpless, bleeding, staring stupidly at the camera sheep. Some of us channel the founders and believe it is every eligible citizen's duty to own some kind of a gun that the leftists label assault weapons in order to be able to personally protect ourselves, our families, our communities, and our Constitution. Others just want the option of carrying a .38 snub at a house of worship or elsewhere in public where evil might manifest. But leftists oppose this natural right. Why? Well, there are only two kinds of people who object to normal Americans, okay, being able to protect their lives and freedom. Felons and aspiring tyrants. And both of those, by the way, are the constituencies of the left today. The trend in most states is to shall issue concealed weapons permits, with a third of the states tossing out even those useless obstacles to free citizens exercising their personal choice when it comes to packing heat. In 2019, the Second Amendment is evolving right, with society increasingly recognizing that this essential freedom should not be arbitrarily restricted. And the left should be all aboard. Remember how leftists keep telling us that our conception of rights is supposed to take changes in society into account. We always hear how the Constitution has to evolve when it's a fake right that the Democrats like, as opposed to one that's actually written in the Bill of Rights. And, the overwhelming trend lately is for legislatures and governors across the country to democratically enact gun freedom measures. So we need to ask our leftist friends, where's your living Constitution today? For some reason, the gun-grabbing leftists seem to think the existence of people who want to shoot random civilians should make us want to be less able to defend ourselves. Nah. The horrifying New Zealand terrorist attack would usually have drawn universal attacks by leftists or law-abiding citizens and their rights. On the upside, the dishonest and disgraceful slander of fellow Americans that usually accompanies these events has been comparatively muted to a degree, perhaps because this loser, who should die anonymously, His video should not be viewed, his manifesto should not be read, and his name should be unspoken. Was so transparently attempting to provide everyone with fodder to hate their political opponents. And to rile the leftists, he mixed in references to Trump and Candace Owens. To outrageous normals, he embraced leftism and environmental wackoism. This was a scam designed to set us at each other's throats. And the proper response to this crude manipulation is to not pretend that he was motivated by anything other than resentment over his own manifest inadequacy and failure. And to hang this idiot's axe on one's political opponents for cheesy short-term rhetorical advantage, well, you're just playing his game. And instead, we should come together in the hope that the Kiwis hang this idiot. But, you know, of course, some leftist, liberal, light, and their gimps could not resist. FritoCon Max Boot blamed Trump for the killing of many Muslims, which is weird because supporting every war in the last two decades that killed Muslims is Max's jam. Shannon Watts, and depending on, some people compare her to Annette Bening. I can pair her to Lynette Squeaky Fromm. You know, she's the American beauty of American leftist fascism. Gave Michael Bloomberg his money's worth on Twitter. AOC could not resist checks, notes, shakes, head, attacking people for praying for those massacred while praying. And then the bloom was sure coming off the rose of that celebi twerp. It's convenient that she has such a big mouth because she's always sticking her foot in it. And then Dick Danang Blumenthal, he had to pipe up to blaming Trump. But we need to be compassionate and take into account how he suffers from some sort of PTSD from being found out that he didn't actually go to Vietnam. Now, Democrats recently slid a common sense gun grab bill through the House that would not have actually prevented any of the massacres we have seen over the years, but would have made you a felon for lending your neighbor a .22. They were also annoyed at an amendment requiring ICE to be informed whenever an illegal alien tried to buy a gun, which is a great demonstration of their real objective. See, it's been pointed out to me that the number, the 7.8 million number, may actually be a number in total instead of last year. I haven't, you know, I've seen it going both ways, but here's an interesting thing. Whether it's in total or in, you know, last year, if we had reported these guys and deported them, we wouldn't be talking about 11 million illegals in the United States now, would we? All of this nonsense about, being here to try to have a better life is not breaking the law. Well, it is breaking the law when you're here illegally and you're trying to obtain a gun. That's a federal law. So we could be kicking 8 million of these guys out of here just for that one thing if they've been reported, whether it was in a 10-year span or one. And the fact that they did not, the Democrats didn't want that written in there, that sort of tells you that number may have a little bit of credence no matter what the span. So they're not in it to stop violence because we're not violent. Normal people are not violent without legitimate cause. It is to stop us normals from having a veto over leftist excess. And their goal is to slowly chip away at our gun rights till we wake up one day without our weapons living in Great Britain West, where the cops focus on busting dissenting subjects for mean tweets and the normal people can't walk the streets without getting stabbed or splashed by acid by thugs who know well that their victims are defenseless. It's interesting to note that the UK's ruling class have been instructed by the voters to leave the EU, and they have decided not to do that. And when the referendum is ignored, what will the British people do about it? They won't be able to do anything about it because they've already submitted. They gave up their guns because civilized people don't need guns, don't you know? And when the ruling class tries to sell you civilization, what they're really peddling is submission. So when you cede a monopoly force within society to the elite and these wonderful, competent, honest folks who will totally respect you and work on your behalf, right? No. They want this to stop us from being free. Gun owners are free people. Free people. They don't want you free. They want you submissive. Submissive to the law, submissive to the state. So the big question is, look in the mirror and ask yourself, are you free or are you submissive? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete.
This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan in place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. When that bump goes on, I gotta just let it play. Chris Cornell, rest in peace. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
I don't have the vocabulary to tell you about the bill-proof build, but it was superb. The parts were superb. Every individual part of this build was superb, and they're all waiting for you at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, I'm not trying, and I made this, I think I told this to Dan, yeah. The world is a big place. We got a lot of things going on all the time, a bunch of moving parts. And when we focus, when we do this laser focus on one incident, which, by the way, we're being led down that path by the media, we miss a lot of other things that are equally as important. You know, is there one life that's worth more than the other life? Lives, right? So on the same day as the shootings at the mosque at Christchurch, New Zealand, the following slaughters by hate-filled bigots occurred. At least 13 civilians died in fresh attacks in Mozambique's volatile northern Cabo Delgado province, where Islamists have terrorized villagers in remote communities for more than a year. Local sources said Saturday. Now, let me explain something to you. Let's not take away from this that I'm saying they're Islamic. That is an incidental, like saying it was done with guns. This comes down to looking at violence and saying, innocent people are being killed. What are we doing about it? Six people were killed as suicide bombers dressed in women's attire attacked people fleeing the Islamic State's final holdout zone in Syria. Boko Haram attacked a Christian village in Nigeria, killing one person, abducting two sisters, and destroying the village church and six houses. And if you take time zone differences into account, this occurred at about the same time as the Christchurch shootings. On the same day, the Christian Post reported that since February 2019, Islamic Fulani tribesmen have murdered 120 Christians and destroyed 140 houses in Nigeria. Robert Spencer reported in Jihad Watch that hope has been given up for the 3,000 missing Yazidi female sex slaves taken by ISIS that they'll ever be found alive. They are all believed to have been murdered, some of them by beheading. And all of this happened or was reported on the same day as the shootings at the mosque at Christchurch in New Zealand. And this is just one typical day in the ongoing story of modern jihad. The Religion of Peace website has documented nearly 35,000 jihad attacks since the original 9/11 of 2001, in which at least one person was killed. And then some of these attacks, like the Bataclan attack in Paris in 2015, and in the Bastille Day attack in Nice in 2016, far more people were killed than in Christchurch. So how come we don't get to hear this? Well, if you'll notice, and I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you part of the subterfuge. Right now in in Minnesota, where my network is, where Genesis is, the Democratic community in Minnesota is very upset with Representative Ilhan Omar because she is saying some things that, you know, that's the leftist bent, Hebrew people. And those of you who support the Democrats, I don't get you guys at all. But, yeah, it's upsetting a bunch of people in Minnesota. And they're already saying, we want her out. We want her replaced. We don't want her anymore. She has gotten out there and said, well, it's Donald Trump's fault. It's Donald Trump's fault that the Democratic Party in Minnesota wants me out. Not because I'm sort of giving away the ranch and telling everybody what they want to hear. We got her with the Jewish thing. We got AOC with the whole Green Deal and Democratic Socialist thing. And then what's her name? I can't remember her name. Tlaib. I don't know where she falls. She's the one that just uses a lot of expletives and says, you know, we're gonna impeach Donald Trump even if he hasn't done anything wrong. This is America of 2019. So while we're doing all of these things in the meantime to sort of divert attention from the media darling, that is AOC, and that is Ilhan Omar, this thing happens in this area to a... And listen, these are all innocent people. I don't care about the labels at this moment. This guy clearly demonstrating that he was trying to set some things in motion. This was just like Helter Skelter. This was just like, you know, the Manson killings. Because in Helter Skelter, he wanted to start a race war. He killed the Tates, with the Tate and LoBianca murders, he left messages deliberately designed to make it look like black people had done it. Right, so he wanted there to be a race war, and his thing was he was going to take his people into the desert, and there was going to be, I don't know if they were going underground or what they were doing, but that was it, Helter Skelter. This guy wanted modern-day Helter Skelter. And I don't know, with everything that he threw in there, it was like he was looking for any cup of gasoline to pour on the fire, whichever one we would take. We need to be looking at him. We need to be looking at New Zealand and saying, listen, this is an internal thing. If you guys want to do what you're doing, I mean, you already, how do you restrict guns when they're just about non-existent there? I know you got a few, but you get what I'm saying. Do you think doing more is going to keep this from happening? Because you never had this happen before, and you probably won't have this happen again. Ask Australia how that worked out. So, I think that this whole concentrating on Christchurch, which... Once again, I don't want to see anybody that is innocent of anything be murdered in a violent attack. No, I don't. Because that loss of innocence, how do you replace that? How do you get that back? You don't. That's part of the problem. That's a big part of the problem. And because you have these people doing these things, it's just, I just find it too convenient that this happened while all this other stuff is eclipsing. There's no conspiracy here. I'm not saying there's any conspiracy here. This guy was just trying to set whatever he could in motion at a 360-degree angle. That's all it was. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Flooding in the Midwest has claimed at least 3 lives and forced hundreds of others to evacuate. Nebraska has been one of the hardest states hit with the flooding. Republican Senator from Nebraska, Ben Sasse, tells Fox News.
So right now we're still in the response phase. What we need is no more rain and lots of neighbors helping neighbors. Right now, the town of Fremont that was just mentioned in your last segment, 25,000-person farm town. It's actually my hometown. It's in the middle of the plains, and it became an island.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says on Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to confront emerging threats online. Nielsen also discusses the threat at our southern border.
We are seeing the spread of violent crime and drugs, the majority of which come into our country via the southern border, both at and between ports of entry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Oh, yeah. Not only is it everything you need to make it at an affordable price, but it's everything you need to make it right. When we were building the Buildproof project, the thing that I was told was the biggest problems, like putting these detent pins in here and there and putting trigger in here and there, and the gas system, which has to be exactly right. None of that had to be adjusted. We put it together the first time, and then we went out and we shot it, and that was it. When it was finished, it was finished. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. New Zealand had a really rude awakening last week, transitioning from their little idiot, their paradise to full membership in the politically charged and violent Western world. The 2018 Global Peace Index had rated New Zealand as the second safest country in the world behind Iceland. And that will no doubt change after this horrific mosque rampage killing that led 50 dead at latest count. For some comparison, based on their population of 4.8 million, some simple arithmetic makes their casualty count of 50 comparable to 3,400 deaths here in the U.S. based on our population of 327 million. That's in one instance, 3,400 deaths. And to give you some perspective, during 9/11, we lost 3,000 souls. But for New Zealand, this is their 9/11, truly, in terms of how it's going to change the country and the attitudes and feelings of safety and security. And it will also likely lead the government to do something or anything, whether they're thoughtful or reflexive as a response to this very awful event. Now, here in the United States, we saw the Patriot Act and the onerous airport security, both with unintended consequences and questionable benefit. Much of the U.S. effort was directed toward air travel security, since in 9/11 the weapon of choice was an airplane. In New Zealand, efforts seemed to be directed toward firearms, as this was the weapon of choice at Christchurch. Would the reaction be different if the Australian shooter had flown a small plane into the mosque instead? Or used a bomb, a pressure cooker bomb, for example? It seems too much emphasis is being placed on the method of, rather than the motivation of. And the motivation is the weapon. The motivation is the thing you can't stop. You can't regulate motive, intent, thought. So, you know, going after the method of is a very short-sighted approach to preventing the next incident. Now, since 9/11, there has not been another 9/11, not because of the TSA. But that hasn't stopped another mass casualty event using bombs, as in the Boston Marathon attack, or guns, as in San Bernardino, or Orlando, or Aurora, or Las Vegas. Politicians who feel impotent in the face of wanton slaughter of their people are pressed to do something, anything, as a response, often choosing an easy target as the path of least resistance or thought, rather than doing the harder work of thinking and analyzing. Now, in the medical world, when something bad happens, they call that a never event, meaning that ideally they should never happen. And they do a root cause analysis after that, looking at all the factors contributing to that event. And the easy path would be to fire someone and declare the problem solved. But the systemic causes remain, and the never event will soon become a sometimes event, as we see in America with repeated mass rampage shootings in cities with strict gun control laws and gun-free zones. So following the shooting, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern declared, "Our gun laws will change." This is the same thing we hear here. It sounds good. It resonates with an emotionally wounded population. But will it be effective in preventing another such incident, or is it simply a virtue signal path? How easy is it to get a gun in New Zealand? For criminals like mass shooters, there's no gun law. There's no gun law for them. Simply find a dealer, choose your gun, pay in cash. These are the laws of the jungle that make Chicago and Baltimore killing fields despite all the official laws on the books. The New Zealand police website outlines a process for law-abiding people. A 16-year-old can apply for a firearms license, allowing ownership and use of a rifle, a shotgun, or an air rifle. For pistols or semi-automatic weapons, an additional application and endorsement is needed, although I don't see anything there saying you have to be any older. After applying, a police background check is needed to determine whether you are fit or a fit and proper person to possess firearms or air guns. You must take a firearms safety course, which included passing a written exam and passing a practical session covering safe handling and use of firearms, and that's not all. They will arrange a visit to interview you and check your firearm security arrangements. We'll also interview your referees and complete any remaining inquiries. I don't know what they mean by interview your referees. The final step is that the police will evaluate if you are a fit and proper person to possess or use firearms before deciding whether to approve your firearms license application. That sounds, I guess, in the world of the gun grabber, very reasonable and thorough, and if logistically possible, a process that would be acceptable to many U.S. gun owners, I think, sometimes. I'm not sure. But what happened with the Christchurch shooter? Well, according to the Daily Mail, he was originally from Australia. He moved to New Zealand, was living in Dunedin. He legally obtained a firearms license via the process that I just talked about. He legally purchased a rifle, although not the one he used in his shoot-em-up. He joined a rifle club where he was a member in good standing, often helping out around the club. Fellow club members considered him as normal as everyone else. All the rules were followed, and the shooter raised no red flags, yet somehow he obtained a semi-automatic rifle that he used in the shooting. He was obviously well-versed in the use of the weapon and appeared calm and collected during the shooting, suggesting a level of experience not revealed in any of the background checks. And New Zealand might enact gun control laws, like across the pond in Australia, but those have not worked as advertised. An outright ban on guns won't go over well in New Zealand, where there is a firearm for every four people and no ban on semi-automatic weapons, which includes most pistols. While New Zealand politicians have to decide how much gun control is needed, the root cause analysis is missing. CNN is very available in New Zealand, as well as other media outlets. They blame Trump for the shooting. His manifesto was a hodgepodge of ideologies suggesting that he was a nihilist or that he was it was almost a trolling event. He had traveled to North Korea, Pakistan, and Bulgaria. The government's going to chase the red herrings. They will remind citizens that they face up to 10 years in prison for knowingly possessing a copy of the New Zealand mosque shooting video and up to 14 years in prison for sharing it. Milo Yiannopoulos was banned from Australia after he commented on the shootings in a way that the officials disapproved of. A root cause analysis should be inclusive in looking at all the contributory factors and opinions, not just the ones deemed politically correct. I hope that there will be a little bit of thoughtful consideration that replaces knee-jerk reflexive action as New Zealand decides how to respond to this event. I don't know how they're going to keep the video from getting there, and I don't know how they're going to stop people from getting there. The idea that they went out there and passed a law to make it illegal to look at the crime versus trying to figure out the root cause, doing the root cause analysis, there's your problem. The root cause is the hub. Everything else is a symptom. They're dealing with the symptoms without even looking at the root cause. They're looking at the ripples in the water that the rock has made. They will get nowhere. Nowhere. And it will happen again. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, it does. I can't begin to tell you what I think about this gun. But I'm going to have these guys on here, and they're going to explain to me what I got so that I can... And when I have shot most of the video for this, and it is... I've got a deluge of video coming. Aero Precision will be a big part of that. Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Let's get rid of that right there. Okay. Let's come back to the United States. In March of 2016, during the heat of the Republican primary contest, Josh Marshall, which was he's the tetchy founder of the Talking Points memo, offered an ominous oratory about the raucous Trump campaign. He told us, someone's going to die. Giving at that time the umpteenth warning about the violent effects of the real estate magnates' aggressive, not Republican type rhetoric. Now, never mind that the blood's always on my hands for one of these kinds of shootings, or I want children to die, or anything, you know, this kind of stuff. What Trump was talking about, this was bad. He said it may sound like hyperbole, but this is the kind of climate of agitation and violence where someone will end up getting seriously injured or killed. I do not say that lightly. He said that to his loyal audience of dozens. I've thought about that a bit since, you know, and I'm not going to call Trump's victory unlikely. There was two things going on. There was a lot, you know, Trump was in the right place at the right time. He was addressing a lot of issues that nobody was talking about. And he was in a competition with Hillary Clinton, who... she is not a campaigner. She doesn't know what she's doing. She shouldn't, you know, she didn't, you know, this was like the Senate, which Chris Dodd handed to her. So I've thought about this and I've also thought about how the Democrats have slowly descended into madness. Every new instance of leftist concocted violence brings it back to mind like a nagging reminder. And whether it's James Hodgkinson's attempted killing spree or Trump supporters accosted in public or even the hoaxed hate crimes, Marshall's prediction might appear prescient. Sort of in a backwards way, though. But it is true that we're living in a climate, or is it true that we're living in a climate of agitation? A recent New York Times piece also seems to confirm what gringo expat Fred Reed observed not long after Marshall's disquieted conjecture, that America seems angry, quietly so, not sure what to do about it, but looking for someone to hit. In No Hate Left Behind, and I mean, that sounds like a Korn lyric, and I'm a big Korn fan. Thomas Edsall cites a study from political scientist Nathan Calmo and Liliana Mason on the growing ease at which Americans are willing to employ violence against their partisan opponents. Just over 42% of the people in each party view the opposition as downright evil, he says. Unaware that one of his byline colleagues once suggested good people can't be Republicans. And then the data only gets worse after that. When asked if their favorite party loses the 2020 presidential election, 18.3% of Democrats and 13.8% of Republicans said violence would be justified on a scale ranging from a little to a lot. I wonder what the difference is between a little violence and a lot of violence. Perhaps a walloping with a bar of soap stuffed in a sock is seen as a small beer beating compared to the guillotine or the firing squad. And yeah, there's a difference in degree, but as any victim of domestic violence can tell you, soft beatings inevitably turn hard. They never maintain that tempo. Then there's the question of ontological moral status. The researchers found that nearly one out of every five Republicans and Democrats agree with the statement that their political adversaries lack the trait to be considered fully human. I got to wonder about this. I would really love to know who these people were, both Democrat and Republican. Say they behave like animals. And it's a neat little coincidence that 3 years to the day of Marshall's warning, Representative Ilhan Omar of Minnesota suggested Trump is not human. Her opinion on Jewish Americans is, we can assume, not altogether different. And who says white papers never represent the real world? These statistics are troubling. And while our times may seem uniquely unhinged, they should be put in the context of history in order to be fully understood. Now, the phrase political polarization is invoked at least 400 times a day in major publications to describe our anxious political climate. One thing that we have that's new, relatively, is social media, which inflames. This past weekend on social media, I got some kid. What's his name? I'll pull it. I won't mention. Some kid out of California, who works for NBC, or ABC, NBC, I think, Universal. He was calling me a racist and using a lot of expletives to do it, probably because of something I posted on Facebook. And, when I was trying to, as I was trying to engage him, which I was actually not trying to engage him, I was actually trying to poke him a lot, he finally banned me, or blocked me, and I reported him. And, social media inflames a lot of things. It inflames our imaginations. People hide behind the keyboard, and they don't have to face the things that they start. Politics has become less about bargaining over our collective life than a passion similar to the fiery devotion of European football clubs. We're hooligans now. National Review's David French, in commenting on the Edsall Report, worries that partisan hate is becoming a national crisis. One thing I will tell you about the hate is that you'll notice that there's no tactical types there because we don't hate. We don't hate. I don't hate. I mean, and, I'm not. My tactical pedigree shrinks every day as I age, but it's not about, hate. Saying there's too much hatred in America's air is like saying there's too much salt in the ocean. Our country was founded on partisan bickering, which occasionally turned violent. It's narrow-minded to suggest we're at a more perilous time in our history than, say, the Civil War, or even the frequent riots of the 60s and the 70s, or the, you know, Galileanist bombings of 1919. The last guy who tried to wage a national bombing campaign only sent duds from his bumper sticker-laden creeper van. Aside from the hyperventilating Hollywood types who get an outsized amount of media coverage and the discursive rantings on Facebook, we're not quite at the point where neighbors turn on neighbors and kids turn on parents and brothers turn on brothers, all in a bloody free-for-all. You can go out. I can go out right now today and run into my neighbor, whatever color they are, whatever gender they are, and we'll just talk, whether I know them or not. So, you know, we're not at that point. Go to any supermarket, you see a lot of people quietly going about their business. Few people let the fear of rampage killings or terrorist attacks disrupt their plans. And there's no roving gangs of marauders targeting the MAGA hat wearers or the Beto devotees. We don't have an anger problem as much as an anger management problem. And, you know, sometimes that leaks out into scrums of fisticuffs, but a lot of frustration that drives these physical altercations comes from a double standard. Those who go unpunished for aggression aren't going to see the light and make peace with their ideological adversary. There has to be a price that they have to pay for that. It's not the side Jesse Mullet tried to blame for his botched publicity stunt, you know. When leftists haul off and slug conservatives, the media-driven outcry is not nearly the same as when the inverse occurs. So, but that can all change, of course. Evil minds like the Christchurch shooter are trying to foment more disaccord in our society, and that should be ignored. And we should remain guarded against online warnings about an epidemic of violence. Most of the country doesn't know what violence is. They haven't seen it yet. And this country has survived worse, so, you know, stay awake. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.